Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
So today we're tackling an injury that, you know, on the surface sounds so simple, a bruise.
Right.
But it is. Well, it's anything but, especially if you get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the dreaded thigh contusion.
That's right. For a lot of people, it's the infamous Charlie horse.
Exactly. The Charlie horse. But, you know, when a 200-pound linebacker's helmet hits your quad, it's a bit more sinister than just a simple cramp.
Oh, absolutely. A whole different level of injury. A thigh contusion is, to be precise, a deep bruise. It's located right within that large muscle group at the front of your leg, the quadriceps.
Okay.
And it's caused by a direct, massive blow. Because that muscle is so large and so vascular, the internal damage can be pretty significant.
Okay, so let's unpack that mechanism. Let's say you take a knee to the quad during a soccer match.
Mm.
What is actually, you know, breaking down inside the leg?
The force of that impact literally crushes the muscle fibers.
What?
And crucially, it also crushes the small blood vessels that are running all through that deep tissue. The result is immediate internal bleeding and swelling. And it's all trapped inside the compartments of the muscle.
And that's why we see it so often in contact sports. I mean, football, hockey, rugby.
It's essentially an occupational hazard for those athletes. The mechanism is just happening over and over again.
And the symptoms are.
Yeah.
They're immediate, right?
Yeah.
Pain, swelling, stiffness.
Immediate and painful. And in the really severe cases, your function is limited. I mean, just walking or bending your knee can become incredibly difficult.
Okay, so let's step back for a second before we dive deeper into the thigh itself. Let's talk about the foundation. A contusion is just a bruise, right? What is a body actually dealing with when any vessel bursts under the skin?
That's a great question. At its core, a contusion is any injury that causes bleeding under the skin or within deeper tissues, but, and this is key, without actually breaking the skin's surface.
So the trauma, the hit, damages those little blood vessels.
Exactly. It causes blood to leak out into the surrounding soft tissues, and that's what gives you that characteristic lump and tenderness.
And that trapped blood is the reason for the hole.
Yeah.
The whole color show. I think most people get that the initial blue or purple comes from the blood itself.
Right.
But what causes that fascinating chemical shift?
Right.
You know, when it turns to green and then yellow.
Yeah, that color shift is just the body's recycling process in action. It's the chemical breakdown of hemoglobin. That's the protein that carries oxygen in your blood.
Okay.
As your body breaks down that hemoglobin, it converts it into other compounds like bilirubin, and that's what's responsible for those green and yellow colors you see before the blood is totally reabsorbed.
That's a great piece of insight. Now, let's bring it back to the thigh. Contusions aren't all the same, are they? I mean, there are different types based on how deep the injury is.
That's correct. You have subcutaneous contusions, which are very mild, just under the skin.
The typical bump.
Exactly. Then you have a muscle contusion, like we're discussing, which involves the muscle fibers and deeper bleeding. And you can even get a bone contusion, which is a bruise on the bone surface.
And I guess the severity just depends on how hard the hit was.
Directly.
Yeah.
The force of impact and the amount of tissue damage are what determine how bad it is.
So with the thigh specifically, what makes it so bad? You mentioned compressing the quadriceps against the thigh bone, the femur.
Yes, that is the absolute key to why this specific injury can be so severe. The blow hits the front of the thigh, and it forcefully compresses that massive quad muscle group directly against the hardest structure in your body, the femur.
It's like squishing it in a vise.
It is. It's like squeezing soft tissue in a vise grip. And that compression against the bone just maximizes the deep internal damage and the potential for a really extensive bleed that has absolutely nowhere to go.
So when a doctor is looking at this, how do they classify it? What determines whether this is just a mild inconvenience or something that could end an athlete's season?
The classification is based on two main things. First, the extent of the muscle damage they can see or feel. And second, how much that damage limits your movement. So a mild contusion might just be some soreness for a couple of days. You've only affected a few fibers.
Right. Manageable.
But a severe contusion that involves deep, extensive bleeding, muscle tearing. You get significant swelling and a loss of function that can sideline you for weeks. Walking, bending your knee, it all becomes severely restricted.
So how does a healthcare professional confirm this? How do they know for sure it's a bad contusion and not, say, a stress fracture or something else?
Well, the diagnosis usually starts with the story, what happened during the injury, and a thorough physical exam. We check for tenderness, swelling, and importantly, the range of motion in both the hip and the knee.
And I assume you'd use some imaging to rule other things out.
Absolutely. To rule out skeletal damage, an X-ray is usually the first step, just to make sure there's no fracture that happened at the same time.
And if they need to see the soft tissue damage itself, to see how bad the bleeding is?
Then we'd use an ultrasound, or, for very severe, or symptoms that just aren't getting better, an MRI.
The MRI gives you the best picture.
It really does. An MRI gives the clearest picture of how much bleeding there is, the size of the hematoma, and exactly how many muscle layers are involved.
So once you have that clear diagnosis, the goals for treatment are pretty straightforward.
They are. You want to control the pain and swelling, protect that injured muscle from any further damage, and then eventually restore strength and movement.
Right. And since these aren't fractures, that initial phase is all about controlling the internal bleeding.
That is the whole framework. Give the muscle the best possible chance to heal cleanly by stopping that bleeding and swelling as fast as possible.
Okay, so let's put ourselves on the sideline. A player takes a huge hit to the quad. If you're a coach, a parent, what is the absolute worst thing you could do in those first 5 minutes?
The worst thing? To let them try and walk it off, or even worse, to apply aggressive heat and try to massage it right away.
Why is that so bad?
Because you're encouraging more blood flow to an area that's already bleeding internally. The immediate priority has to be to limit the bleed. And this is where the RICEY protocol is so critical.
Rest, ice, compression, and elevation. Let's talk about that in detail, because it sounds simple, but I think people sometimes miss how precise each component is.
You're right. It's not just a suggestion. Resting, obviously, prevents any further tearing of those damaged muscle fibers.
Okay.
Ice is applied to reduce that inflammatory response and, more importantly, to constrict the blood vessels to slow the bleeding.
And compression, is that just wrapping it up?
Yes, usually with an elastic bandage. And it's crucial because it physically limits the amount of space that blood has to pool into the muscle compartment.
So it's like putting a physical barrier on the bleed.
Exactly. And finally, elevating the leg uses gravity to help drain away that excess fluid and minimize the overall swelling.
But here's where we get to the real deep dive insight. We all know RICE is standard. But if it's followed, why do some athletes still end up with these devastating complications that can take them out for months?
That is the critical question. And the failure point is almost always rushing the rehabilitation.
Rushing it how?
Specifically, introducing aggressive movement too soon. Early gentle movement can be good for stiffness, sure. But aggressive stretching or trying to return to activity while the muscle is still in that fragile healing state.
You just re-injure it.
You re-tear the tissue and cause more bleeding. You're basically starting the injury all over again, but now with more scar tissue.
And this leads directly to the really serious risk we need to talk about, myositis ossificans.
Exactly. Myositis ossificans is the most common serious complication of a thigh contusion that's been neglected or treated too aggressively.
And what is it exactly? It sounds scary.
It happens when the body's healing mechanism gets confused. Instead of repairing the muscle fibers with new muscle or scar tissue, it mistakenly starts forming actual bone tissue inside the injured muscle.
It builds bone.
Yeah.
Inside the quad.
Real bone. It's called ectopic bone. And as you can imagine, having a chunk of bone inside your muscle restricts movement and causes long-term pain. That risk is why respecting that initial healing phase is absolutely non-negotiable.
Wow. So managing that initial bleed is the single most important variable to avoid that catastrophic outcome.
Without a doubt.
Okay, so let's say you've managed that acute phase correctly. Mm-hmm. What does the gradual rehab process look like?
The core of it, moving forward, is physical therapy. A therapist will focus on gradually, very gradually, regaining range of motion and strength.
What does that involve?
It involves very gentle stretching, sometimes specific soft tissue massage techniques once it's safe, and a structured progressive strengthening program.
And what about heat? We said no heat at the beginning.
Right. But once the bleeding is definitely controlled, usually after the first few days, heat may be introduced. It helps to relax the muscle and promote blood flow, which aids in the final cleanup stages of the healing process.
And for an athlete who's trying to get back on the field,
protective measures are a must. A protective pad worn over the thigh is standard when returning to practice or competition. You have to prevent a direct re-injury to that vulnerable spot.
And I imagine pain relief is part of this.
Yes, medications like acetaminophen or NSAIDs can be used, but always, always under the guidance of a medical professional, because some NSAIDs can affect bleeding.
So if a listener follows this protocol perfectly, what's the typical prognosis? How long are we talking for recovery?
Most people do recover fully, but the timeline depends entirely on how severe that initial injury was. We could be looking at anywhere from a few weeks for a moderate injury up to a couple of months for a severe one.
And what's the benchmark for an athlete to return?
The key is regaining full pain-free strength and a complete pain-free range of motion. Until you have that, you're not ready for high-intensity activity.
Now, besides myositis acificans, are there other complications to worry about? What about that collection of blood itself?
Yes, the other main concern is a severe hematoma that just doesn't resolve. This is when that large collection of blood simply doesn't get reabsorbed by the body naturally.
And what do you do then?
In very rare, persistent cases, it might require a minor surgical procedure to drain it that helps alleviate the pressure and can accelerate the healing.
And other than draining a stubborn hematoma, is surgery ever necessary for a standard thigh contusion?
It's extremely rare. Surgery is really only reserved for those situations where myositis acificans is causing debilitating pain or a severe permanent restriction of movement.
So you go in and remove the bone.
If that piece of ectopic bone is blocking function, yes, it might need to be surgically removed. But again, it bears repeating. With timely and proper early care, long-term problems like that are really uncommon.
Okay, so if you, our listener, take away just a few things from this deep dive, what should they be?
Three things. One, a thigh contusion is a deep muscle bruise that happens when the quad is crushed against the femur. Two, rice rest, ice, compression, elevation is the non-negotiable first step. It is not optional.
And the third.
And third, rushing your recovery is the single greatest mistake you can make. It's what leads to complications that can turn a few weeks of recovery into a few months, or even longer.
Which brings us right back to that bizarre phenomenon of myositis ossificans. It's just a remarkable example of how the body's repair mechanism, which is designed to heal muscle, can fundamentally misfire.
It really is.
And it starts creating bone instead. It just highlights the absolute critical importance of respecting that initial healing phase and the right CE protocol. Otherwise, you're basically signaling to your body that the muscle is under sustained stress, which sometimes is what triggers that dangerous response.
Well said. A perfect summary.
Please remember, this information is for educational purposes only. If you are dealing with an injury, always consult a trained healthcare professional for a proper diagnosis and treatment plan.